It's tax season. Time to call RSG Accounting Services for your tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. That's 412-742-4345. RSG Accounting Services provides accounting and tax service needs for business or personal. RSG Accounting Services wants to work for you and all your tax needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. If you mention you heard this at Urban Media Today Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount. Riverside Sales Group LLC is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. RSG Accounting Services for all your tax needs. Call today, 412-742-4345.
Soul Tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game. Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live Sports Talk Show. Coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. City of Champions, the real city of champions. Philadelphia doesn't get to claim that. We'll talk about that later. We'll be joined today by former Pitt basketball star, All-American Darrell Porter, Mr. Basketball in Pittsburgh. And in the studio with us presently, Robert Rock Robinson, president and CEO of West Penn Minority Junior Golf Association, and the author of the book, From the Ghetto to the Green, National Black Golf Hall of Fame inductee. He is the expert, aficionado, know-it-all guy on golf in here. So two questions as I remind the national audience that my co-host Kevin Cameron is recognized as a golfer as well. But I say that knowing that I've never seen him golf. So, Rock Robinson, let me pose this question to you as we initiate your introduction to Soul Take Champions Live. I know you can golf. Well, actually, I assume you can golf. I've never seen you golf. No,
that's not fair, Bill. Well, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's in a Hall of Fame. You can't compare Rock to myself, a weekend warrior. I'm just out there trying to get my game on and everything, and here you are trying to compare me to a Hall of Famer.
You're getting defensive already. Let me get the question out. But, Rock, having never seen you golf, one would assume if you wrote a book, you must be a pretty good golfer. So I'm going to go with you're a golfer. But can Kevin Cameron golf? That's what people want to know. I've never seen him golf. I hear that he can golf. He tells us he can golf. He says he's a better golfer than Myron Brown. You know, all these kinds of things. So can you clear the air as we move forward here? Can Kevin Cameron golf? That's what people want to know.
Well, let me go back to your first statement. Just because you write a book doesn't mean you can golf.
Okay, fair enough.
They do not go hand in hand, and they're not mutually exclusive. Having not seen me golf, all you got to do is ask the people that I may have played with throughout the city that know me. You don't have to give a last name, just a first name, Rock.
just say can Rock golf.
I've seen Kevin hit the ball. He hits it a long way, which is a true indication that he has the potential to be good. Now, I've also seen him play in a few tournaments that I was in. We were not in the same flight. As he said, he's a weekend warrior. Well, I just recently retired, so I was a weekend warrior as well. I think Kevin could
be. It's taking a long time to get to the answer.
I think Kevin can golf, okay. And I think Kevin could beat Myron Brown. And tell Myron and, I said that.
And just to get it out there.
I hear what he just said.
You know, I did hear that. And I am a weekend warrior. But just to put it out there, I did win a couple tournaments over the last couple of years. So, you know, I'm on my way. I have a lot of work to do, but I'm on my way.
Well, one would have to ask, were the golf tournaments that you won, were they your tournaments, like the pool tournament at your house that I got robbed in? So, I mean, if it's your tournament, it might speak to us of why you won.
They were not my tournament.
All right. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen for sure. When Myron Brown hears this, he's coming after you.
Well,
and if you go head-to-head on the golf course and you beat him, he's going to take you to the nearest hoop court and get his revenge on you.
Well, he could definitely get his revenge on the basketball court. There's no doubt about that.
I thought he was going to come stronger than that. I thought you were going to say something like, let's do it.
Again, you're trying to compare someone who played professional ball to a weekend warrior. All right. I can hold my own, don't get me wrong, but I'll give him that one. And is always better. It's always better for people to speak for you anyway.
But aren't
so
you Maliquippa? I thought Aliquippa came tougher than that, man.
We do. We do.
A little soft over there.
We recognize, you know, the talent ability. All That's right. what it's all about.
Had he come from Shinley, he would have come a little stronger.
Now, let me...
No, Rock said that. Don't look at me. Hey, we'll say something back to Rock.
I have no idea about that. Okay. That's the only thing I can say.
I think the implication is clear.
I come from the city, Shinley.
I'm from the foothills territory. We didn't take none of that grief. Even if we had to make some stuff up, we put it out there stronger than that. But look, let's officially welcome Rock Robbins to the show. And Rock, in all sincerity, man, you have been Mr. Golf in this Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania community for a lot of years. How many years?
Well, I've been playing golf for 33 years.
Been running the association?
But I've been running my junior golf program. This will be the 23rd year.
That's a long-time commitment to working with young people, minority students in golf. And what I want to do is I want to throw it to you right now, and I want you to tell our listeners how you started it, why you started it, and exactly what it did in all those years.
Thank you. Well, let me first say to you, Bill and Kevin, thanks for the opportunity just to share a little bit of my story. We started in 1995, basically on the whim that I flew out to Arizona and played in a golf tournament. I didn't win it, Bill, by the way, but I flew out there. I was just kind of somewhat getting my foot wet with tournament golf. And then from there, I came back to Pittsburgh looking to see if they had anything that they were doing out in Arizona in Pittsburgh in terms of scholarships. Seeing none, I started my program in 1995, before Tiger came on the pro scene.
Let me ask this question, Rock, because as we know, minorities were excluded from golf for so many years. And as individuals like yourself began to take up the sport and many of you self-taught and many of you teaching the game to others as they come along. What got you excited about it to begin with? You're a Pittsburgh City League Hall of Famer as a baseball player.
In baseball.
You were inducted into the Pittsburgh City League Hall of Fame on the first induction process, which puts you up there with the likes of Darrell Porter, Sam Clancy, Ricky Coleman, and many of the other great City League greats here in Pittsburgh. And you're a Shinley High School graduate, so What led you to golf?
When I went to work, there was a African-American who hired me at Westinghouse. I was 21 years of age, and being what I consider a pretty decent athlete, I was good in baseball. I could hold my own in basketball, even though despise my size. I could hold my own. And he was playing golf. And I didn't see many other blacks playing, but he was hell-bent on getting me in the game of golf, being this good athlete, I think primarily so that I could play with him so he'd have another brother to play with. He's a few years older than me, and I told him when I no longer can hit the fastball and was fouling off the curveball, then I consider golf. And so at the age of 29, I picked the game up, hated it the first 2 years. The hardest game I ever played. I played every sport with a ball, and golf was the hardest game I ever played. But then I had my white friends tell me, you're supposed to be this great athlete, and you can't play golf. So that was a challenge. So I worked on it, honed my skills, just like I did in most things. I worked on the craft and became pretty decent at it and started beating the boys at work.
Well, I know that many of the people listening both regionally and across the country can relate to how you got motivated to tackle that game. And you hear all the time how people talk about how difficult it is to master. And Kevin, a former very good athlete in your own right out of Aliquippa, PA, the small town USA home of champions, you were a basketball, baseball player. You took up golf. Same reasons that Rock echoed?
Not at all. I actually had a friend that was a golfer that actually asked me to come out to play. And once I played, I was hooked. And it's pretty much anything that I do, if I'm going to do it, I always try to be the best that I can at whatever sport it is. So, again, I caught the bug, and once I started playing, it was hard to get away from.
So Rock, when you went full tilt into the game, you're competing locally, you're traveling, you're having a great time with it. At what point did you decide to establish the association that would help young minorities in the game?
Something just clicked in my mind, and it said, as a give back to my community. I remember when I was young, living on a hill, and there was a gentleman that took us aside, put us in the basement of apartment buildings, and taught us how to play baseball. And he gave of his time to teach us how to play baseball, and that stuck with me at the age of 9. And I said, whenever I got the opportunity to give back to my community, I saw this as a vehicle, because there wasn't a lot of blacks in golf, and it was a non-traditional game. So in 1994, I tinkered with the idea. Then me and my best friend, we went forward with it and put everything in place.
Before I come back to – go ahead, Kev.
I just have a couple of questions for you, Rock. Just straight-up questions, and always ask people that play golf as well as baseball. Again, a couple of questions. Which sport – since you played both, which sport do you feel is harder to play, golf or baseball, and what's the reason?
Golf is the hardest game because, unlike baseball, you can be just a fraction off and hit a home run. You ever see these guys lose one hand off
really?
The bat?
Really? A fraction off?
And still hit a home run?
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Miss a golf ball by that same fraction. It's going sideways instead of going straight.
Okay, and I'm going to challenge you a little bit.
It's a smaller ball, and you got a smaller error ratio. For example, you can feel the ground ball, it hit your glove, fall down, you pick it up, and you throw a guy out. You're successful, right? You try and hit a ball to the green, and you hit it, and you miss it by that little bit, and you scald across the green. It could be water over there. Now all hope is lost.
Okay. All right.
The success and the failure rate is greater in golf than it is in baseball.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you these questions for those out there that don't play golf, and they might be a little bit more familiar with baseball than golf. But you're telling me a little white ball
sitting
on the ground by itself is harder to hit than a baseball coming 90 miles per hour, and you're in a batter's box, and you have 9 players on the other side that's trying to catch what you're going to hit if you hit it. Okay, in golf, you don't have to worry about any curveballs, and you don't have to worry about a knuckleball. You don't have to worry about an off-speed pitch. You don't have to worry about getting hit by a 90-mile-per-hour baseball.
And let us put in parentheses rhetorical after that question, because I'm sure that's your angle.
Yes.
It's not my angle at all, but I want to challenge Rock. I know where I stand on it, but these are the questions that are being asked, because when you play golf, it's all on you. You have that little white ball on the ground.
Well, let's let him answer the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Having played both and trying it from the perspective of moving directly from baseball to golf, right? I went out there and that ball was sitting on that tee, and I could hit a 90, 95-mile-an-hour baseball at that time. I whiffed it, topped it, missed it, did everything imaginable.
Repeatedly.
And I had good hand-eye coordination. That little ball just sitting there saying, hit me.
It's amazing.
It's not that easy to hit.
Okay.
Because it takes a different technique. It's a swing. A golf swing is like a baseball swing on a slightly different plane. That's the only difference. However, though, in golf, you don't play defense. The guys you're playing against can't play defense against you. They can't run up there and block the hole.
They can't even scream, right? They can't even smack talk like you do in other sports,
they
right?
Can, they
you,
can,
you have
they,
to be quiet.
They can do that, but unlike the other sports, it's not the thing to do in golf. Now,
and unless you play in what tournament is that? Where the one hole you can make a lot of noise and.
Oh, that's unusual. That's out in Arizona. That's unusual, and that's not prototypical of golf. And not highly recommended. But to your question, golf is such a hard sport that it's just hard to master.
Well, now, to follow up on Kevin's question, so in essence, you're saying that it is, in fact, harder to hit that golf ball than a curve.
It is.
Which many professional experts will tell you is one of the hardest things to do in any sport.
Yes.
So someone is throwing a ball, trying to make you miss, versus you put your own ball down. Because what kind of ball do you play with?
Titleist, the number one ball on tour.
So you play with Titleist, okay? So every golfer, like the Masters that we're going to talk about, there's, what, 87 golfers in the field.
Well, they start out with a little more than that. I think it may be 120.
Okay. So whatever the number might be, you can have 120 different types of balls. Every golfer brings their ball to the game. When you play football, unless you're the New England Patriots, all right, you have a standard ball that you put in place, and they give you the ball, and they say this is the official ball that you're going to play with. The same thing in baseball,
The golf ball is standard. It got standards to it based on the USGA rules.
Yeah, but you have your own ball. If you want to play Callaway, if you want to play Titleist, if you want to play Bridgestone like Tiger, right? Tiger is playing Bridgestone now.
Yes, he is.
You bring your own ball to the game, and when you leave, you take it with you.
If you're fortunate.
Well, look, Soul Take Champions Live, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, coming to you live, talking to Robert Rock Robinson, orchestrator of a whole lot of golf stuff in this area. And I'll be the first one to tell everybody from coast to coast, I'll have to get a Red Bull or something so I don't doze off here, because the golf thing doesn't do a thing for me, Trev, and I'll own up to it. Now, I went out once. Rock, I went out once.
How'd you
do?
Bill,
what did you tell me about being an athlete?
Well, hold it. Now, let me just get this out, because I'm admitting. I'm coming clean here. Give me a little pat on the back.
I'm going to give you a lot of room. Go ahead.
I'm coming clean here. I have zero skills in that sport. I have even less knowledge about it. I am your typical Tiger Woods fan. And I think it's worth noting, because that's really where a lot of people were and are. But I'll tell you, with all due respect, I've got a reasonably recognized athletic career. I went out golfing one time, and I said to myself, Rock Robinson, if I can play football and basketball and swim and bowl and play a little tennis, how tough can it be? So I went golfing with Dwayne Woodruff and Robin Cole.
Yeah. And?
I ain't never doing that again.
Pretty man, difficult.
It's amazingly difficult. And what's really, and I know Kev was being a little bit rhetorical, that ball was sitting there and you're looking at it. You're looking at it. I mean, and you can't hit it. And they just laughed at me, and I told them, put your Super Bowl rings aside. Anybody can do this. It's a seriously tough sport, and obviously so. So for those who have dedicated, I've heard things like it'll drive you crazy, it'll cause your divorce, it'll make you leave home, it'll become your best friend. I mean, all kind of accolades about golf.
And I'll say this, with golf, you're not just going to wake up and play golf. That's one sport you will not do. It requires constant practice. There's a lot of other sports where you might be able to wake up and be a decent basketball player or football player or baseball player. But golf, you have to put in the work.
Rock, let me ask you this question. Again, piggybacking off what Kev just alluded to, because, it's a little bit easier to be a pretty good basketball player if you're 6'10". And correct. You have some athletic coordination. And it might be fairly easy to be a defensive tackle if you're 6'6 and you weigh in at 320. But is there such a thing as being born with some gifts to be a golfer? Can you be born with certain things that makes it easier or better to do? Or do you
have to master it
like Kev said?
When you think from where Tiger came from at age of two, being able to swing a club at age of two, when you talk about the elites in any sport, mm-hmm. you got to believe that they came with some gifts.
A little bit of gifts.
That others don't have.
Yeah. Which is okay to own up to.
Yeah. And it's very rare that you're going to say, I was born to be a golfer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it's a different contortion on your back, your knees. Now, if you're six, it used to be the perfect age to be, perfect size to be a golfer was like 5'9". That was the perfect. Now it's 6'2". Tiger 6'2". You'll see a lot of guys that are winning. They're 6'2". They weigh about 165 to 180, 90 pounds. It's just some certain body type now that is making it, making you in better shape to be a good golfer. Now, with that being said, we don't have many blacks playing golf on the professional level on the PGA Tour.
How many, as a matter of fact?
Two.
What?
Two.
Now, I thought you were going to say 10 or 12.
Tiger Woods, Harold Varner III on the PGA. Then on the LPGA, I think we got four.
That is remarkable.
Tiger Woods' niece. And I believe.
Name? Can you remember? If not, we'll get that.
I almost said it because I saw her the
other
day.
Have you seen her, Bill?
No.
She could actually be a model as well. She's a very beautiful woman as well.
The only time I got golf on any
Cheyenne. Cheyenne?
Yeah. Cheyenne.
Well, what did you say?
Well, I'm owning up to the fact that the only time I have golf on is if Tiger's is golfing. But that does speak to a lot of people. A lot of people will tell you they never watched golf before Tiger. I know my dad's 86. He never watched a round of golf on TV before Tiger.
Yes, he did.
And admires it.
I'll throw out some other names he probably watched. A guy named Jim Thorpe, Calvin Peet,
mm-hmm.
Jim Dent. There's been
– Prior
to Tiger coming on tour, there was more blacks.
No, you're exactly right. There were those people there, but my dad never watched them. He was – hard-nosed construction worker that didn't care to watch. But now because of Tiger, he wants to see Tiger.
He made it cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So on that note, Rock, you just mentioned three or four black golfers back in the day. Now, we're talking about probably back in the 70s and 80s, correct?
No,
those
more.
Three?
No, more in the 80-90 area.
80-90s, okay. Yeah. So we're now in 2018.
Yes.
So where's the pipeline of the black golfers? You would think, having three back in the 80s and 90s, that 2018 we will have more.
You would think. The problem is there is no pipeline. Now, the first tee burst on the scene in 1996. We came 1995. Tiger came on the scene 1996 as well as a professional. Tiger made it cool, so guys start getting away from your basketball, baseball, and start playing in these junior golf programs.
Yeah.
But access to the top line golf courses weren't there.
And what's the problem with that, having that access now
money.
In 2018? Well, Bill Neal, he has all the money.
Well,
you know, Bill could donate and we can have a lot of blacks playing golf.
Well, I have a young man right now down in Orlando who is trying to get on the web.com tour coming out of my program. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His name is John L. Montgomery III. The boy's a beast. He plays to a +3 handicap. For those that don't know handicaps, traditionally he would shoot 69, which is 3 under par if it's 72. And he's having trouble making it.
Hmm.
When they say these guys are good, when you see that advertisement they mean it. They mean it. The guys that are out there playing on that elite level are really good.
Well, I think it goes without saying that to be the best at whatever it is you endeavor, it takes commitment,
concentration and a willingness to sacrifice whatever it takes to be successful. So I want to bounce back to something we touched upon.
But before you do, it goes also back to what you always say about champions aren't born, they're made.
They're made. Yeah, desire, yeah. Determination, dedication. I mean, I wholeheartedly, well, you know what? And I actually stole that from Newt Rockne. No, I didn't. I didn't steal it from Newt Rockne. I stole it from Vince Lombardi and used it.
Who's Vince Lombardi? Well,
Vince Lombardi, in his book, he spoke to how the champion spirit and how champions aren't born, but they're made.
Who is he, Bill? You still didn't answer my question.
Well, if you're on a sports talk show as a co-host and don't know who Vince Lombardi is, we'll just skip you.
I want to make sure you know.
We'll just skip you.
I want to make sure you know. So tell the people.
So the question, Rock, and these before we go to break, again, in forming your foundation and your wanting and willingness to give back to the community, tell us about your organization.
Okay, we again been around since 1995, and our whole purpose was to, as Kevin was talking about, to develop a pipeline to get kids to college. We weren't concerned about getting them to the tour. We wanted to use the game of golf as an instrument to educate. And so what we did was we formed our organization, came together as a group, taught them how to play golf with the idea of getting at a level where they can get a golf scholarship and get a free education in school. And that's basically what we've been doing for 23 years. And we've been fortunate that we have a young man who is a head pro, used to be a head pro at a golf course in Ohio. He has since moved to Indianapolis, taking a head pro job. And I have a young lady who's an assistant pro at Seagate Country Club down in Florida, Delray Beach, Florida.
Now hold that thought. We're going to come back in just a moment, but I want to remind everyone that they can connect with us on Twitter, Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. Again, that's Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. And you can pick us up. We are, as they say, in the cloud. Soul Take Champions Live, Urban Media Today, Urban Media Today Sports. And we talk about just about anything you all will listen to. And be mindful now, you can log in every Wednesday at 7 to listen to Soul Take Champions Live. And you can find our recordings in the cloud ongoingly. We'll be back in a few moments to finish our conversation.
Well, what
with
are we
going to
talk about on the other end, Bill,
well,
real quick?
We're going to
talk about men's, the Masters.
The Masters, Tiger Woods, men's college basketball, women's basketball, you getting on my nerves, all that stuff when we come back in just a moment.
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.